Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver speaking. We're speaking to you live from our city that we love so dear, Fort Worth, Texas. It is a beautiful day, and we're looking forward to how God going to unfold it. I think the word is today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad. We have a opportunity today to share with you a thought that is ever more pressing and prevalent on our mind. Let's get political and make prison work for the people. We're talking about how to overcome this entrenched bureaucracy that the citizens of Texas have put in place so that it might be safe from its wrongdoers. And that's what prison is for, a place to house the wrongdoers. But in our humanity, we don't just want to see a place, a building, a wall that surrounds it in a four-cornered sort of way and have the wrongdoers on the inside of it. We kind of believe, as I used to hear my mother say, idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we want to see the prisoners actively and involved in ways to correct their behavior and put them on a path that they can support society and abide by its rules. But in order to make that happen, we can't just say bye to them in the county jail and wave to them as we leave and leave them be. We got to be involved. And the way you get involved is you got to be politically involved. Prison is a political entity. It rules, its regulation, where it does business, where it governs, is all about politics. And if you're going to get involved into the reformation of the system and make it work like you want it to work, then you got to get political. You got to get political. And the first thing you do is you got to get registered and you got to vote. It can't be no more this, I don't like the outcome, and it is a system that they put in who they want to put in. This is a constitutional prerogative that the people or the citizens of this country have, and they should exercise it. And if you have a family member, you don't even have to have a family member to be involved into prison reform, want to see the best come out of the system, because everyone really have an invested interest in it. When a person has spent time down there and get out and he is no better than he went in, then society is at risk and everybody pays that price. And it used to be that it was kind of out of sight, out of mind, and don't confuse me with the details, just let me know when one escape and keep him there for the rest of his life if you can. But keep him there certainly as long as you can. But now it's not like that. We have gotten to a point now that this here thing is busting at the seams, and society has become humane, and they're not going to allow us to just house them and warehouse them. We're going to have to put in place some programs with the hope that it's going to make them better, and we got to get them out. We're paying too much money, And now that dollar that we were spending, that tax dollar, it's got to go further. We got to use it for education. We need to use it for the environment. You need to use it in ways that are better everyone in society. And we kind of know now some things that we can do to avoid prison altogether. But we got to get involved, and it come down to you being politically active. We got to challenge these here voting laws that have popped up in these here 31 states, because every one of these here states have prison. And if you can't vote and you can't exercise your right and you can't voice your concern by it being laden with BS rules and regulation. You know, Texas is one of those states, but thank goodness, because of its history, the Justice Department cannot allow them to just go willy-nilly and change the voting rules because of their past racial history. And if anything that's designed to keep the particularly the minorities and marginalized people from voting, particularly those that vote in a particular party, when the party that's in power, then they do everything that they can to keep the other party supporters from voting. And and that's where we get up in with these here ID voters. ID laws, these voting laws that say you got to have an ID issued from the state. These IDs are not free. We're in the process now of getting my son his ID, and you got to pay for that. And if you don't have the money, and a lot of people don't have the money because unemployment is high as it ever been on this side of the Depression era. So if there is no money in the pocket and the ID is expiring and the rent is due and you need food on the table, well, the more honorable and humane thing to do is to pay the rent, because food is a prerequisite. Housing is required. And then in the end, you have no ID, and you got these here silly, stupid talking politicians of the opposite party who put these here rules in place. That's what I don't understand that. I don't understand that. So if that's the case, then they can't fly airplane, and they can't buy alcohol, and they can't, all of these things you don't have to have. And so if you're saying that if you want to participate, you got to do this here, well, that's not fair. So we got to figure out a way to protest that and not let that be, and that's happening. But if we allow these here roadblocks and these obstacles to get in our way, we're not going to do it. We can't. There's this thing about you go along to get along. Well, I got my son down there, so I don't want to do a lot because it might, if I rock the boat, it might affect him. Well, I did prison time. When if you stood up, you got beat down. But that didn't stop people from standing up. Time got so hard and the condition was so horrendous that people mutilated themselves to keep from going out in the fields. But that didn't stop people from protesting. If it's going to happen, if change is going to come, then you got to make the system respond to your demand, realizing that nothing power never concedes anything until you demand it. And you got to demand it. The legislature is going to be coming back in session. We got to figure out a way to who is our friends, and we got to support them. We got to have a little old, whatever our little old group is. We got to make sure that everybody is voting and everybody on the same page. Now, this here might mean that you become a one-issue voter. I mean, my main thing right now is to make sure that because of the way society has drew a line and made things harder for a certain set of people, then I want to see everything done to take that pressure off. And this, since prisons are full of my people, black people, disproportionately to their numbers in society, there cannot be no greater cause in life to try to work to eradicate that. So we're in a situation where things like that have to happen. Have to happen. So I ask you, as you move into this here holiday season, as you get ready to do the welcoming in the new year, that you think in terms of how you're going to make prison respond more. And there's only one way that you really can do it. You got to be a group, and you got to be lobbyists, and you got to lobby the cause. There is this newsletter that I read the other day, and it lists the big stories of 2011. And they talk about how this American Legislative Exchange Council, you've heard it, ALEC, it's an organization that unites corporations with state legislators to discuss public policies and draft model legislation. A lot of times these here corporations, this here ALEC, it writes it out themselves and hand it to a ready and willing legislator, and then they take it to the floor and get a vote on it, and the governor signs it into office. And private prisons have been one of the things. And there are many, many, many in this state, and they're growing more and more. And one of the biggest one, well, the biggest one is, what do they call this here country? Cooperation, it's like a country, Cooperation Correction, Correction Cooperation of America, CCA. They're the largest private prison company in this here country. And along with its counterpart, GEO Securities and Exchange, they are doing everything they can to take over prisons and run them at a profit for their shareholders. But this is what this newsletter, Texas Prison Business, wrote. And I find this astounding. And if you do as I feel about it, if you feel about it as I do, then you just gotta realize that the deck is stacked against your loved one and you gotta do something. This is what they said to their shareholders. Our growth depends on our ability to secure contracts to develop and manage new correctional detentions and mental health facilities, and demand for which is outside of our control. Any changes with respect to the decriminalization of drugs and controlled substance could affect the number of people or persons arrested, convicted, and sentenced and incarcerated, thereby potentially reducing demand for correctional facilities to house them. Similarly, reduction in crime rates could lead to reductions in arrests, convictions, and sentences, requiring incarceration at correctional facilities. Immigration reform laws, which are currently a focus for legislators and politicians at the federal, state, and local level, could also materially adversely impact us. The United States has the highest rate of imprisonment in the world, and the private prison industry clearly wants to make sure it stays that way. This is you can't see this here no other way as criminal injustice that they are doing on the taxpayers. They are doing for us. They are doing it for the caregivers behind the prison. They are not looking to put in place any programs programs that will make it better to rehab and correct the behavior of our loved ones. You just gotta get together. You gotta vote for those who see this here as a way of not being smart on crime. You gotta support the people that's wanting to reduce these here sentences and that causes people to go to jail forever and a day. You just gotta do that. There is no other way. You gotta make prison respond to the people. Yes, it should be a place we lock up the bad guys, but no way should we keep the bad guy any longer than we have to. Well, this is Grover Weaver. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here at another time, and this is certainly the last broadcast we'll have this year. We're looking for a new year, and we're looking for a new opportunity to share with you what we find is that makes this system worse and what we need to make it better. In Jesus' name, have a good day.